Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. Today, I am talking about those who are being experimented on by those that have much wealth. So the low-income uneducated or those that are ignorant to various tests, experiments, and you name it that goes on with the wealthy, they are lured into experiments and don't even know it. They're brainwashed into believing things. They are caught up in all sorts of strange testings and so forth. And they are so brainwashed that they don't even realize that's what's happening. Some folks have called some groups out and said, listen, we see what you're doing. We see what you're doing when you're effeminizing the black male, putting on dresses, you know, telling him that he should act this way and that way for reality shows. We see it and we don't like it. We see what you're doing when you have the women dressed up as men and going in and acting as if they are some type of superhero and can do all sorts of things. Yeah, we see what you're up to. We see what you're doing when you're injecting some people with some hormones and you're sitting back and you're waiting for them to do this and do that. We see what you're doing when you're manipulating the food, manipulating the water supplies. You're just up to something. We see that. But then when those that see some things start exposing some things, slowly but surely, they start knocking off some people in the group. They start coming up with all sorts of scandals, lies, people suddenly who never even thought about suicide, suddenly they're suicidal. When people start coming up out of their designated roles and wanting to sound the alarm and tell the public about what's really going on, suddenly they're on drugs. Or they may have always been on drugs, but now they're ODing, okay? We see example of example. Some of us do. Others have yet to catch hold of what is happening. Tests, experiments, you name it, have been going on forever. All sorts of mind control types of stuff have been going on. These types of tests have not stopped. What has stopped is the people in some circles exposing some things. What has stopped is the information being leaked. What has stopped is the truth just coming out without no type of tests, without no type of hiding it and all of that other stuff. Now there's folks hiding the truth. They're not letting it slip out so much. They're controlling it. They're manipulating it. They're changing it. But these types of tests that go on in the jail cells and so forth, the types of tests that occur with the homeless, those that happen with the low income who need some money, so they go to the lab and they find out what are the latest tests and they use themselves as guinea pigs. These sorts of things are ongoing. Some of you all know some folks who have permanent damage in some parts of their body as a result of undergoing a test that they got paid for. But what they got paid is nowhere near the suffering that they're going through. Okay? There are so many different things that we need to be mindful of. And this is why I urge some folks to just draw near to the Lord, because God will show you things in the supernatural realm that while man or woman think they got one and two and three up on you, they have nothing on you. You don't need a degree for a lot of this information that God puts out here for his people to know. You don't need to be up under somebody spoon feeding you some information in order to find out what is factual from what is a lie. A lot of times these churches are connected with some of these groups in so many different ways. And their job is to get the people to focus in on the biblical stories and exclusively the biblical stories and things related to the biblical stories, and also share a tidbit of some of our agendas. And then we'll give you X amount of dollars, or we'll, you know, put some more people in your pews. You know, we'll make you a superstar of a minister or what have you. And so they go ahead and they do whatever they can because they have become so large and they rely on so much help, and they need so much money that they got to do what their masters tell them. In situations like that, you can no longer call a church a church. It's a business. It's a business, period. And you can say, well, this minister, he really cares about the people. After a certain point, he don't care about the people. He cares about his family. Okay? He cares about his family and making sure that no one does anything to hurt his family, so he will go along to get along while he goes behind closed doors and confesses sin and repents. Because a lot of these ministers are blackmailed. A lot of them are forced to do certain things that they really don't want to do. A lot of them go through much because organizations get to their children, and they just come up with anything to get some of these mega ministers over mega churches to conform. And if you're sitting there and you're watching these men and watching these women, and you trust in them wholeheartedly with your money, with your time and everything else, then they got you believing some things that totally are contrary against the scriptures, that God has nothing to do with. And they will even rewrite certain Bibles and sell those Bibles to you so that you will never know what the real truth is. You have to dig for it. Tests, trials, manipulating what you have always known to be true, factual, what have you. That's what science does. Not all scientists participate in quacky types of things, but there are many who do. And they consider themselves to be God. They don't believe in God. And so along you come, minding your own business and thinking that what you're reading, what you're seeing, what you're hearing about is trustworthy, turns out to be nothing more than another agenda. So I'm telling some of you all these things because I know that you put far too much trust in media. You also put far too much trust in doctors and scientists and everything else. And I will tell you, though, that the God that I serve, he doesn't put trust in men. He doesn't put any type of trust in men because he created man. He knows how weak man and woman are and child. What he does is he exposes the darkness in man, the evil in man, woman, and child. And he lets us know this is what's going on. Now, it's up to you to either believe the truth for what it is, or you can keep on, you know, burying your head in sand like an ostrich. But those that receive are those that's not going to take the shot. Those who receive are not going to stand in the long lines while media says, go over here, get this shot, do this, do that. They're not going to do it. They're not going to encourage their congregation to do it either. And then they end up missing out on monies and everything else. And they say, I don't care because I'm not going to subject myself or my children or my congregation to anything and everything. And no, I'm not teaching this particular lesson. And no, I'm not endorsing this particular candidate. And no, I'm not interested in this, that, and the other that you got out here. Meanwhile, you say that God doesn't exist. You spend a lot of time disproving the existence of God. But meanwhile, you're pumping a society with a bunch of chemicals. And you're using low-income, uneducated folks as guinea pigs. And the intelligent of our society, they don't even trust some of those inventions. The intelligent of our society don't even drink certain types of water because they know what certain companies are into. The intelligent of our society will not eat certain foods that are in those popular stores that we go to. The intelligent of our society will not bring certain toys into their home and allow children and grandchildren to play with them because they know what certain toys are made of. that have been shipped from other countries. The intelligent of our society will not even let their children mess around with various portable devices at a certain age because they know some things about those electronics and what they do to the mind and what they do to the body over time. You see, now, when you know that there are people out there that have been responsible for a number of things, but yet they won't even let their own children or closest family members buy certain things, go to certain stores, you know something must be up. And you've got to be very discerning, and you have to catch their, you know, their little quotes. You have to read between the lines. They will slip some information out there every now and again. And then the media will come along real quick to edit some stuff. They'll come along real quick to snatch down videos, to, you know, remove various articles off the internet. That's why when you do see something that's groundbreaking, that is something that it's like, wow, you know that somebody might potentially die or somebody around them might die as a result of some truth spoken, you better copy it, because you might refer somebody to that site and then there's nothing there. That's why you get a lot of folks that will copy things and upload, and then they'll end up uploading again and again because various websites is taking down their material and all that. The truth is out there in all forms. That's why I say sometimes you got to get your head up out the Bible and look around and see truth in other areas too, because our God is not limited to his word. And he's definitely not sitting there telling folks, oh yeah, by the way, let's change all the commandments and let's make it more, shall we say, Bible friendly, user friendly. Okay, make the people feel good. He's not doing that. So anybody who sits there and says things like, you know, oh, God is a loving, sweet, kind God, and he would never do this and never do that, that's when you have to think twice about that particular person you're listening to. When you hear some of these ministers saying a lot of fluffy stuff, a lot of things focused on money, 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 but yet there's a whole lot of other issues they could be talking about, and it all comes back to money, money, money again, that's when you have to figure, they're connected to someone or something, or they're getting a lot of pressure from the board to bring some money in. You best believe it. You best believe it. Pay closer attention, the Lord says. Some of your relatives even who come and they, you know, want to doubt your faith. They want to come up with all sorts of little phrases, little statements, want you to follow this one and follow that one. Okay, because they're sold out to certain people. You can politely tell them, no, thank you. But I appreciate your, you know, looking out for me, but no, thank you. You see, we all have kingdom business. And I will tell you that God does not have us spending a whole lot of time with Christians. He doesn't do that. I know that that's like, what are you talking about? He doesn't have us spending a whole lot of time with Christians, because that's not what Jesus was doing. Go back to Jesus's ministry. He was training Christians, future disciples, right? But they were where? Were they in the synagogues week after week after week, or were they out there where the people were? I rest my case. So those individuals that come at you and they know you're a believer, but yet they want to keep bringing you into their circles with other believers, when you know that God has been moving on you to be out here where the people are and talk to the people and deal with the people, you know, meet them where they are. Why would they be pulling you into a system, into an organization, telling you that you need, you know, certificates and all these other things, when Jesus didn't even have a certificate? Come on now. You know, now, yes, are there different areas that God will move on us to be in where a certificate is a requirement? Absolutely. But there are a lot of things that people are doing who are Christian that has nothing to do with a certificate. Okay. So you even have to be very discerning when it comes to those that are like-minded, or those that consider themselves to be Christian, or those that claim to have the Holy Ghost indwelling, when in all actuality, they have a man or woman's spirit indwelling. Okay. That man or woman laid hands on them, and whatever was in them or on them was transferred. Now, that could be Holy Ghost or it could not be. A lot of times people are messing around with all sorts of witchcraft and they're passing their spirits onto others so that they will stay dedicated to that particular person or that particular group. When God is saying, no, I want you to start drawing near to me. I use that person for a time in your life. That includes me too. But now it is time for you to draw near to me. You got enough information now. I need you to read the word for yourself. I need you to spend some quiet time with me to hear from me. I need for you to go out and encourage others with the truth that you have received. I need for you to start doing some research and sharing some of the information that you've received with other folks so that they will stop being sick, so that they will stop, going into establishments and groups and so forth that are doing nothing more than using them as test tube babies. It doesn't have to be a chemical involved. It doesn't have to be food involved. It could very well be just some kind of program to tap into your psyche a bit or tap into someone's psyche that you know of. And are they going to be there to deal with all of the consequences? Most likely not. So if I start going to, for instance, a church that is a known cult and I'm aware that they use various mind control tactics in order to draw the people close and close and closer, okay, and pull some of their money and all this other stuff, then I'm subjecting myself to a whole lot of hurt. And then if the programming doesn't take too well, then guess what they're going to do? They're going to want to throw me out there. And then who's going to be out there to save me? You see? And some of you all know people that have done this sort of thing. It doesn't even have to be a religious organization. It could just be a workplace setting. They've changed a whole lot since they got involved with certain organizations. Or it could be a civic group, or it could be an MLM program, a multi-level marketing program, where there's a lot of brainwashing going on. A lot of get these numbers up. It could be a sales or, an organization that deals with sales. Straight up commission. That's it. And so that pressure is on them to perform, to perform, to perform. It could very well be parental programming too, where people get caught up with various people's families and so forth. And then the family says, this is how we operate. This is what we do. And then the next thing you know, the child, son, daughter, what have you, goes off with this family. And the family is saying, forget about your relatives, forget about this one and that one. That sort of thing happens. Or it could just very well be that God moves us away from toxic people because they could be the ones that's at fault. They could be the ones that's caught up in some mess and trying to infiltrate whatever it is that God is moving on our spirit to do. And if they're going to use various tests, trials, so-called harmless things to do it, the enemy can very well move on them to do those sorts of things. Try this, drink this, eat this, come over here, party with us. A lot of people get trapped over something as simple as, would you like some lemonade? Next thing you know, lemonade turns into, would you like to stay here for a little bit? Watch some television. Would you like to stay here, take a shower? Would you like to come with me to this event? Would you like to spend a night? Next thing you know, you get mixed up in all sorts of mess and you can't get out of it because your mind is so messed up, it's so warped. Until somebody who hears the voice of the Lord says, you know what, there's a problem here. We need to go in there and get our daughter. We need to go in there and get our son. We need to go in there and find out what is going on with this organization. Why is it that my husband is acting so strange when he comes from his workplace? Why is it that every time I turn around, my child is sick coming from the daycare or from the school? What are they doing? What kind of test? I know there was some kind of test they told us about. You see, what kind of atmosphere are they working in? And then the next thing you know, you start finding out all sorts of things. It all starts with a question. It all starts with a sign, a symptom. Something is funky in atmosphere. So I don't know who all I'm speaking to about this particular topic, but you know what you need to do. I thank you as always for taking the time out to listen, and to God be the glory.